Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited with second quarter and first half of 2011 results. Today with us, we have Mr. Cesar Baião, CEO of Brazilian Subsidiary, Mr. Felipe Guterres, CFO of the Brazilian Subsidiary and Investor Relations, and Mr. Sergio Fischer, Port Terminal and Logistics Director. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After remarks, the company's management, there will be a question-and-answer session for industry analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed only through the Wilson Sons Investor Relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/IR. Before proceeding, let me mention the forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand the conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to the CEO of Brazilian Subsidiary, Mr. Cesar Baião, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Baião, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm here with Felipe Guterres and Sergio Fischer to comment on Wilson Sons' results for the second quarter and the first half of 2011. If you can please turn over to slide number 3 of our conference call presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. Wilson Sons delivered, once again, record revenues of over $182 million for the quarter and close to $340 million for the six-month period. The Brazilian real is still very strong and continues to help our business that are linked to imports and warehousing, such as our container terminals and our bonded warehouse operations in São Paulo, Viad, Santo André. The oil and gas industry development in Brazil is notable, driving good results for our operations linked to it. Braço, for example, is experiencing intense activity. This business also announced during the quarter a contract for the acquisition of Bricklog, a supply-based operator in Rio de Janeiro. The expanding Brazilian economy continues to reflect positively in the results of our logistics business and also our cabotage volumes. EBITDA is up over 32% for the half-year period, with port terminals, logistics, and shipyards all performing strongly. The net income of $13.7 million for the quarter is down compared to second Q 2010. We remind you that the net income for the second quarter of 2010 included non-recurring gains that occurred when the offshore joint venture was formalized, so the comparison is distorted. If we exclude these non-recurring events, net income for the second Q 2010 would have been around $14 million, which is basically in line with second Q 2011. Moving now to the next slide, slide number 4 of our presentation. In terms of individual business highlights for the six-month period are: port terminals revenues are 37% up for the half-year comparison, with better pricing, growing warehousing of imported cargo at both container terminals, and another impressive quarter for Brasco. For our logistics business, revenues are up substantially for the first half of the year, close to 70% increase. We not only added new in-house operations, but also experienced significant increase in imports, which, in turn, continue to benefit the Viad Santo André, our border warehouse operation, located only 60 kilometers away from the Port of Santos. Storage revenues increased over 3% year-to-date, with a higher number of harbor maneuvers and special operations. But at the same time, the business is being impacted by strong Brazilian real and a more competitive environment. In offshore, half-year revenues are down 13%, a result of the JV formation at the end of the second quarter 2010. A larger fleet translated into more days in operation. The PSV Cormoran was delivered in July, and all 12 PSVs are now in long-term contracts with Petrobras. The shipyard business saw its revenues increasing over 200% as a result of a greater number of vessels being built to third parties. This is because in second Q 2010, we were building vessels mostly for our own fleet. After the formation of the JV, 50% of all shipyard construction for WSUT, the JV, is considered the third party. Ship agency business again grew volumes and revenues, but continues to suffer from a strong Brazilian real that impacts personnel costs. Now, I will pass it on to Felipe.
Thank you, Bael. On slide 5, we see the net income breakdown for second Q 2011 first half. First, we isolate the $20.4 million gain on disposal of investment, which is a non-recurring entry related to the formation of the offshore JV. By doing that, we can see that net income is in line with the second Q 2010 and actually grew over 60% on the half-year comparison. EBITDA improved $9.3 million and $18.1 million for the quarter and half year. The best performances came from port terminals, logistics, and shipyard, but higher provisions for the cash-settled stock options plan negatively impacted second Q 2011, a result of a movement in the share price for the quarter. Depreciation costs increased due to a larger asset base, and financial revenues rose as a result of the dollar-real exchange rate movement and its effect on the valuation of our monetary items denominated in reais, mostly cash. Income tax expenses increased for the half year as a direct result of higher taxable income from second half 2011. Moving now to the next slide, slide number 6. I make some comments on capital expenditure. Capital expenditure for the quarter of $50 million and for the half year over $104 million, comprised mainly of offshore and towage fleet renewal, civil works for Tecon Salvador, and Guarujá 2 shipyard construction. The expansion of Tecon Salvador continues on track. The key reinforcement was completed in the second quarter. Retro area paving is underway, and dredging of the tunnels coming up next, all to prepare the site to receive the new equipment scheduled for delivery by the end of this year. In offshore, we have delivered PSV Cormoran right after the quarter end, and now have a fleet of 12 wholly owned PSVs and 2 chartered anchor handlers. The next PSV delivery, Turner, is expected by the end of this year. We have announced 2 weeks ago the purchase of 3 tugboats from Navemar, and another 3 tugboats are already being built in our shipyard. Civil work at the Guarujá 2 site has paused, as announced on June 8, 2011, and we are taking all legal measures to resume construction. The company's plan is to continue to fund the majority of its capital expenditure through the Fundo de Mariam expansion, as you will see on the next slide. Turning to the next slide, slide number 7, I give you some color on that in cash. So on this slide, we have a summary of the company's cash and debt position. The majority of the company's debt, 74%, is provided by BNDES and Banco do Brasil as agents for the Fundo de Mariam Mercante. Additionally, 86% of our debt is denominated in US dollars, and 90% of it is long-term. Our net debt position in the first semester was $254.7 million, And at quarter end, we had $421 million in undrawn borrowing facilities, which provides us comfort for the execution of our investment plan. At this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Kevin Latwood from Swiss would like to make a question.
Cesar Felipe, good morning to you. Well done on the results. They're obviously very good. Can I ask, firstly, where's the presentation? I can't actually find it on your website. And second, do you have any idea how long the legal processes to resolve the Garoja 2 dispute will continue for?
Hi, Kevin. I'm sure the presentation is in the website. I mean, I don't know. We can help you later on. Sorry about that. Related to the legal case in Guarujá 2 expansion, I mean, although it's quite difficult to forecast those things, when we're going to solve those things in Brazil, this legal case, etc., we are positive that it's going to be soon. I mean, all I can say is that we are positive that it's going to be soon. And more important, that this will not cause any problem to us related to construction of offshore vessels, construction of the turrets, etc. So, I mean, we are still very positive that we are going to solve this soon, and our actual facility can deliver and keep building turrets and BSVs like we are doing up to today, more or less 2-3 BSVs per year and another 5 turrets.
Thank you.
Ms. Jacqueline Burr from Utilico would like to make a question.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, Jacqueline from Utilico here. We actually also couldn't find a presentation on the website, so I'm not sure where exactly it is. But the two questions I had actually, one was regarding your towage business. You sort of indicate in your press release that there's more competition. I'd want to understand a little bit more about that. And the second question was regarding your actual volumes going through your business in your going through your port terminals, and the decrease in transshipment volumes due to a change in ship owners' choice. If you could just give a little bit more colour about that as well. That's the two questions from our side.
Okay, Jack, this is Cesar, but I can also relate to your question to the port terms. I can also ask Sergio Fischer to add something. Sorry about this problem related to the presentation. I mean, we're going to check what happened, because not only Kevin had problems, but you also had problems, so we're going to check that. Sorry about that. Your first question is related to towage, I understood.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, the main impact that we had in our towage result is the strength in the Brazilian real. I mean, 70% of towage revenues are linked to dollar, and besides that, 95% of towage costs are linked to the Brazilian real. So because of the appreciation of Brazilian real, this hurt our towage margin. And although, I mean, the competition has been increasing in Brazil in the last 2 years, but it was not the main reason in this first semester for our not good towage results. It's more the impact of the strong real in our margin. Related to the volumes in the terminals, one thing that is good is that the full containers volume, the deep sea and cabotage, they have increased. The only reduction we had in volume related to the two terminals occurred in the transshipment volume. Transshipment volume, although we do like to have those figures also increasing, but transshipment has a much smaller margin than the full container of the deep sea and the cabotage. Maybe Fisher, do you want to add something? That's it, Jack. We agree. We had a reduction on transshipment, but I mean, again, the most important thing for us is have good volumes in the full containers of deep sea and cabotage.
This is Felix speaking. Related to the presentation, if you go to our website, there's a pop-up related to the conference call. If you press there, you will go straight to the presentation.
Remembering, if you would like to make a question, please press star 1. Mr. Kevin Watford from Twitter would like to make a question.
Good morning, gents. My question is on the logistics division, which yet again has performed exceptionally well. Are we looking at any particular sort of extraordinary reason for the increase in revenue and EBITDA in logistics? Was there anything that happened last year that would be driving the performance we're seeing at the moment, and how long can we expect this sort of significant double digit growth to continue for?
Kevin, I will ask Fisher to answer you. I mean, but we are quite happy with this result in logistics. I mean, for a long time we have been looking to our logistics division, how we could do better, but I think we finally got a better model than the previous years. But anyway, I will ask Sergio Fischer, our Vice President of Logistics, to answer your question.
The main difference for 2011 is we have more clients in dedicated operations in logistics, and also we have an increase in the volume of imports on our bonded warehouse in San Andreas. This is the two most important figures.
Well, thanks for that, Fisher. How close are you to reaching capacity at the bonded warehouse? Will you need to add more capacity in order to cope with these levels of growth?
Yeah, in our site in San Andreas, we have 33,000 square meters of warehouse, but only 22 bonded. We are in the process to bond the other 11,000. This will give more 50% capacity on the terminal.
Any time scale on that?
Yeah, we are in the process. We are working on perhaps more 6 months to achieve that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Remembering, if you would like to make a question, please press star 1. That will be the last instruction. If you would like to make a question, please press star 1. As there are no more questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Sérgio Baião for final considerations. Please, Mr. Baião, you may proceed.
Okay, we will carry on our investment plan as we continue to be very optimistic with the fundamentals in which the company operates, even with the recent macroeconomic developments. We continue to believe in the growth of the import and export in Brazil, the growth of the international Brazilian trade flow, the expansion of the oil and gas industry, and in the development of the Brazilian domestic economy. A clear understanding of what is important to our company has kept us delivering consistent results quarter after quarter. This quarter is no different. Due to the dedication of our people, one more time we have delivered good record results. We again thank all of our employees and stakeholders for the trust they have in Wilson Sons management team. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Nelson Phone's conference call finished. Have a nice day.